Now, in the last video, we talked about how this was a huge opportunity, but I just want to kind of take a closer look at why this is such a ridiculously insane opportunity on the level of certainly centuries, but perhaps even millennia in terms of the economic impact that this is going to have and the potential money that we can make as this thing begins to roll out. Now, really do consider this a $10 to $100 trillion opportunity for the simple fact that these AI agents that are now beginning to roll out, and we are, as I say, one of the trailblazers here, and these AI agents are basically going to automate and improve the entire economy. And so everything that we do, everything that's economically productive, everything that's personally productive and that we do on a personal level, the invention of new products, the development and extension of science, all of these things are going to be automated, improved, and scaled up by AI agents. Now, the truth is this may also bring problems. It almost certainly will bring problems in terms of inequality, the people who are able to leverage these AIs and these agents and those who can't. And of course, in terms of the impact that this has on the job markets, because some of these agents will essentially cost people their jobs, and this will become more and more of an issue as we go through this decade. But in the meantime, there is also a huge opportunity for people like us who are early adopters to be some of the people who benefit from this, okay? So now is the time to profit with AI. While it's all a bit messy, it's all a bit new, it's all kind of up in the air, and a lot of the rules, a lot of the core kind of modalities and ways of doing things haven't been fully established, that means that this is the time for people like us. When it's all a bit skitty, all a bit uncertain, that's the time that people like us can come in and kind of do really well from this. And also, I would say generally, you want to lock in as much capital as possible before the madness happens, because there will come a time where the impact that this is going to have on capitalism, it may have certain implications for the way that things are taxed, for the way that income is distributed. And as much as possible, you want to be owning capital, whether that's liquid cash or it's crypto or it's properties or it's some kind of an asset. You want to be in a stronger position as possible to ride the inevitable storms that are coming. So I know this is a pretty dramatic start to what you probably picked up as was a course on marketing online, but I do really feel strongly about this, and so I'm compelled to tell you all this, okay? And part of the reason that this is also impactful and this is also serious is because we have AGI and ASI coming. Now, AGI is artificial general intelligence. Broadly, this is considered when the AI is as clever as a single average human being. ASI is super intelligence, which is where the AI is beyond the capabilities of the smartest human. You can imagine if we have just one iteration of such a thing, it would be very powerful. But you can imagine millions or billions of these things running at once. It's going to be a complete game changer. Now, the good news is this is actually, I believe, going to be a gradual thing. I don't believe in a single singularity where we get an AGI or an ASI, which everyone agrees with conviction, is the one definition of AGI or ASI has been reached. I don't think that's going to be a binary thing. I think it's going to gradually roll out over the next few years, maybe over the next kind of 12 to 15 years. And then following on from that, we have ASI, and a lot of, you know, very smart researchers are saying that ASI is the natural follow-on from AGI, that as soon as we get AGI, the AGI itself will be able to self-improve and improve itself, at which point we will get ASI shortly after. And but the bottom line is, even if we don't get AGI or we don't get ASI, I do believe that we're going to get something else, which is AGA, which is Artificial General Agency. And this is what I'm working on. It's not the ability of an AI to be as clever as a human. It's the ability of an AI to do all the things that we want to do, especially the economically productive things. And so I'm more focused on the agency. I believe that we have models right now with GPT-4 and Claude Opus and various other models that are, you know, fundamentally as clever, if not cleverer, than a very, very clever person. And so the missing piece of the puzzle isn't necessarily the level up of intelligence, it's the level up in terms of actually the model's ability to actually do things rather than just kind of sit in a chat window and talk to you and have a think. But irrespective, my advice is to start doing this now, start profiting now, start taking advantage of this technology and learning about it before things get weird and crazy, which they will, or at the very least before one of these AGI or ASI or AGA, before one of these comes along and takes your job or makes you economically unproductive. So pretty crazy video that we've just been through here. And of course, in a second, we are going to dive into some more mundane stuff, such as how we can actually use this to further our businesses and do what we need to do. But I do want to start with a bang, and so to make sure you understand the impact of all this. So thanks, and I'll see you guys in the next video.